This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? I told you, whatever your worry is, take it off your plate, baby, because your worry pales in comparison to the worry of the Democrats.
Yeah!
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So glad you're with me. The Democrats worried. They have a reason to be worried. Barack Obama proven again to be the biggest liar on the planet.
I didn't do anything messing with the FBI.
Yeah, you did, boy. Yeah, you did. The boy bungler is what I call him. The boy bungler. What I call him? It was something like that. Whatever. When we were during the break, I said something funny. When I say something funny, y'all better write it down and remind me, okay? Because I don't like this stuff where I got to rethink about things. I pay people so I don't have to think hard, okay? Woo! It's good timing right now. It's a good time to be a conservative, isn't it? Donald Trump said it. He said, we caught him. We caught you dirty Democrats. We caught you. Yeah, we're sleuths. We're like sleuths. We caught you. Democrats are always messing with stuff. I was talking earlier the previous hour in the broadcast, and I was talking about Pepsi. Pepsi wanted to make Lady Doritos. Really? As if there's a distinction between human beings eating corn chips. Oh, no, ladies prefer a more delicate chip that leaves less of a residue on the fingertips. Really? Because if you're going to go that route, I bet there's some dudes that prefer that, too. Look, if you had come out with the lady chip before you came out with the more bulky version, the Dorito, then dudes would have been eating the lady chips, and we wouldn't have even known. But see, that's how leftism is. They can't make a product without going, oh, no, no, that's the lady version. That's the LGBT version. That's the black version. Look, it's food.
No, Kevin, that's soul food.
No, isn't that Southern cooking, boy? I grew up in the South. Or as we like to say in the black community, the South. So don't tell me that's soul food. That's Southern cooking. You know what Southern cooking is? Poor folk food. Poor folk. Yeah, people that can't even afford the OR to put on the poor. Poor people. That's what we're talking about here. Anyway, Pepsi came out, PepsiCo came out later and said, well, we didn't really develop this new potato chip. Yeah, you did. They had done it. Yeah, they had done it. They thought that the regular potato chip that had been developed and proven to be a good chip, you know what they did? They said, let's socially engineer our chip. And you know why I know they did this? Because Pepsi, do you guys remember this? You know where I'm going? The gays. Yes, the LGBT chip. Pepsi came out with an LGBT chip. Now, here's what was funny. They put on the bag a rainbow, right? And the packaging of it was a rainbow. As if they were going to fool gay people into believing that the chips inside of there were homosexuals. I mean, what kind of nonsense is this? Why are you going to put a gay bag? Hey, LGBTQ community, come get your gay Doritos. So the LGBT community was like, oh, heck yeah. I'm going to go get me some of them gay chips. Woo-hoo, boy, girlfriend. And they would snap it and all that, and they'd go in to get this bag of chips, and they open it up. And you know what? Heterosexual chips in the bag. What? You ain't fooling this, you know. Girlfriend, and they're taking them back in droves. I want the gay chips. And so Frito-Lay PepsiCo had a problem. What? I don't know. How do we convince them that these chips are not heterosexual? How do we convince them that these are LGBT chips? Chips that are still questioning what they are. Am I a chip? Or am I a cracker? Or am I a pretzel? Do you see the craziness of the left? Y'all think I'm, people who listen to this show think I'm kidding about the gay chips. They came out with a gay bag for the LGBT community. Now, what it is, it's a pander. It's a pander. Doritos are up there on the thing, and instead of just appreciating the fact that we're all human beings, what does PepsiCo do? Hey, we're going to produce a bag that's got a rainbow on it, and that's going to get the gay community to stop buying those other people's chips, and they're going to switch over to us because we got gay chips. And I guess what they figured out is that those gay chips couldn't multiply. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to adopt? What are you going to do? Adopt what? Little Cheetos or something? No. So the gay chips couldn't multiply, so they ran out of the supply, and now they're back to just doing regular old Doritos. Imagine my surprise. What if all companies thought like this, where they said, look, we're going to separate our demographic, and we're going to do, you know, chips for gays, we're going to do chips for women, we're going to do chips for Mexicans or whatever. So I'd love to see Pepsi's new marketing plan, PepsiCo with the chips, you know, Doritos. They've already marketed them to the Mexicans. Why are white people and other people eating these? They're called Doritos. I don't even know what Doritos is. Dorito like something in Spanish? I don't even know. But it's got me talking like this now. So what do you want me to say to you, okay? It sounds more kind of Italian, but you get where I'm going with this. It's a Dorito. It's used to eat. You eat this with tacos and stuff like this, you know? So, what is it? What are they going to call it if it's black? Negritos? Hey, get yourself some Negroes. What is it? It's a Dorito for black people. What? It looks the same as the Mexican chips. We can't help you with that, brother. Just pretend, you know, it's got like a big old afro dashiki dude wearing big old glasses and stuff. You know, all that making me feel like I'm getting some Africanized chips. These have a little bit more bite to them, like those bees, Kev. I mean, what else? Coke for women? It doesn't have quite the acidity of the Coke, the regular Coke. You know, women like it to go down a little smoother or something. I don't know, Kit Kat for women? Tide for women? No, you can't say Tide for women because that's already for women. Right? Wink, wink. Yeah, you get what I'm saying. What do you want to market? Why would you market something that's not to the masses? It's like Subaru. Subaru says, you know, they sell lots of cars to gay people, and they say things like, you know, Subaru, you know, you remember your life experiences in your Subaru. Psst, whatever. You remember your life experiences in your Honda. Don't try to make it out like Subaru is where people live their lives. Oh, your Ford pickup gives you a life experience. I've seen country songs written about it, so don't tell me. And the back roads with my old Ford pickup truck. I'm trying to make it like Subaru, it's the car for gays. What does it do that makes it for gays? Is there like something sitting in, you know, like for a dude, it's like a big old, you know, something sitting in the middle where you sit down and just kind of nuzzle into it and go, ah, that feels so good. Okay, let's go. This is crazy. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. I'm glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson, it's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, I was under the impression, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong here, just send us a note at kjradio.com or call the show, 844-551-8255. But I was under the impression here that women were not flourishing under Donald Trump. Remember that? We played a clip a while back, and the lady said, "You better get your abortions now. Donald Trump's been elected." Oh, no. I wonder if there's been a run on abortions, or are leftist women still killing babies at the same rate? I'm just curious. Somebody can let me know. We talk about the Chicago murder rate. We ought to be giving you statistics on baby killing under Trump. Certainly it has to have gone up, right? Women are now going out going, "Oh, dude, get me pregnant so I can have an abortion before I have to get one abortion. Because, you know, I better get this abortion now while, you know, Donald Trump isn't president before he changes all the rules." I know that was a little convoluted. I'm not here to be understood all the time. Sometimes you have to leave the audience in a cryptic way where they're going, "I heard Kevin, but I'm not exactly sure what he was saying." y'all can check with each other on notes and stuff, you know, because this is college. This is the Blacksmith University. Kevin Jackson, the chancellor. And I teach all the classes. And you can go check with some. Listen, did you happen to record the show that day that Kevin was talking about such and such? KJRadio.com. You can get the show 24/7 anytime you want. And that's the good thing about this. You know, if there's a person out there that's like really good at YouTube and videos and stuff, let us know. We got to get, everybody's telling me, Kevin, you got to put the show on YouTube and that's going to get your numbers away. And I told my team, I said, I ain't doing anything. There is nothing separate that I'm going to do until I know exactly how it works and how we can monetize it. Because this is about the message. I'm not going to do videos and we get 100 people watch a video. Kevin, that's 100 more people. No, it isn't. That's 100 people that we're going to watch whatever I put up. If you tell me how to get to 1 million, 5 million people on YouTube, Kevin, this is what you do. Now, brother, you get yourself your camera, you set it up. Oh, hold on a minute. You just said the magic words. When are you coming over to do it? Come hang out with me. Come out and hang out with the Kevin Jackson, and we'll get it all set up. If you are an efficiency expert, give me a call. Contact me, kjradio.com, or give me a call, 844-551-8255. A lady told me, she says, Kevin, I'm a great admin, administrative assistant. You know, when you're ready to hire me, let me know. I'm like, please. Let me tell you, we don't have money for extraneous stuff. You have to be able to say, what I'm going to do, it will bring this much value to you, and then we're good to go. We are good to go. And I don't care. We will bring you on board, and if you show me, Kevin, I will save you $5,000 a month, then I'll tell you how much of it I'm willing to give to you. If you tell me I will earn you $20,000 a month, I'll tell you how much we're going to give to you. And it'll be fair because you get to pick. You get to pick. That's how we do it. That's how we roll. And we got a lot of people that earn their weight every day. Every single day. Up in here! Anyway, women, I thought you weren't going to flourish under Trump. Leftist women. I'm not talking to my conservative girls. No, you ladies are amazing. I'm talking about the women. Yep. And one girl wanted to get her abortion. So, go. We better get our free birth control. Yeah, why don't y'all gang them up? You know, save all those condoms in a big old shoebox or something. Last you, what, a couple of months? You know, not even, what, a month? What do you think, Mr. Producer? How long would a shoebox full of condoms last the average female on the left? About a week? That's what I was thinking, too. Anyway, I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. What else we got? Women need protecting. Gloria Steinem came out of the woodwork. Yeah, Gloria Steinem. And she's like, you know, women's rights and women and women, women and women, women. And she gave a speech, you know, pro-woman, anti-man. The women's movement reminds me right now, it's funny that they're flourishing under Donald Trump. Think about this. The women's movement is flourishing. They have gotten rid of congressmen. They've gotten rid of news people. Christiane Amanpour replaced Brian Ross already. We got Top Chef. What was his name? Batali? You know, big old Italian dude, redhead, ginger. He has been accused by four different women of being a lecherous leftist. By the way, took pictures with Bill Clinton. Very good friends of the left. Mario Batali. Who's replacing him? Probably some, you know, feminist chef. She'll make, I don't know, what do feminists cook? Meatballs? Matzah? What do they cook? Yeah, but you know they're going to be black. I'm just saying. Putting it out there. So you got that going on. Who else? You got Kirsten Gillibrand. She's the new face of the leftist movement, new feminist out there, protecting people against Donald Trump and all that. They said she led the way to get rid of Al Franken. Yeah, I'm sure she did. I'm sure Kirsten Gillibrand said, hey, you know what, Pelosi and Schumer, we're going to get rid of that doggone Al Franken. He's just no good. I'm in the Senate. I don't want him in the Senate anymore. I'm afraid to walk by him. I want a new strategy here. We're going to get rid of Franken. Or maybe they got together and said, hey, listen, we got rid of Conyers. We get rid of Franken. Then we go put the pressure on Donald Trump. dun, 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 dun. And Trump was like, yeah, go ahead, bring it. Bring it. You've tried it already once, and I beat you. I beat you bad. I beat your girl. Beat her buttocks. Smeared them all over the floor. You know what Trump would say. Whatever. And he crushed them, but they're going to do it again. Because women need protecting. Poor babies. I just feel so sorry for the women folk. Yeah, the women folk in America are being oppressed. Now, I'm sure this is going to be in all of the Middle East, periodicals and newspapers. Time Middle East, Newsweek Middle East, GQ Middle East. Maybe they'll show the film on the Saudi movie theaters that will be opening soon. Yeah, white women in America, very oppressed. You know what's so sad? What's funny to me when I think about Roy Moore and all the stuff that's going on with Judge Moore? Yeah, Judge Moore. I think about how people were so willing to jump to conclusions on him. How pathetic is that? You know, don't even give the guy the benefit of the doubt. And the reason why I keep talking about this is because if we don't do this and women get the benefit of the doubt, leftist women are who are going to get the benefit of the doubt. See, conservative women, no, if a man hits on a conservative woman and she doesn't like him, she says, no, thanks, Bill. No, I'm married, or Bill, let's just not go there. She's cool, you know, she's done. And Bill knows in no uncertain terms, okay, I've been rebuffed. That's the end of it. But leftist women, no, they have latent, you know, it'll be 2 years later, oh my gosh, he asked me out and I told him no, but he asked me out. Oh my goodness. He's such a lecherous man. And you know, when it comes, when he's about to be somebody. Yeah, when he's a nobody, nobody cares.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866
866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Let's say we're together in the mall, me and you, beautiful, and somebody slapped the hell out of you. You probably should have ducked. You probably should have ducked. Cause that's just, that actually happened to me. I was walking through the mall, holding hands, smiling at a big dude, like 6'5", slapped on the butt, said, "This is a fine trip." Bow! She said, "You better do something." I said, "You better learn how to take a compliment, because I'm not getting whooped for you at all."
All right, everybody. Welcome. Kevin Jackson here. KJ. Radio.com. So I was arguing on Fox and Friends the other day over the weekend about alpha males and beta males and things like this. And they had a guy's name is Ethan. I couldn't see him, but he seems like a nice guy. And he's arguing. They said, well, Rachel, the host, co-host of Fox and Friends in the morning, temporary until I guess Abby gets back. But she was talking to him and saying, you know, so Ethan, tell us what a beta male is. And he says, well, a beta male is an evolution of man where we've gone away from being a warring society. And we no longer need the alpha male, the guy who's, what he used terminology like we were prone to violence and all these other things. And he says now we can, you know, beta males are reasonable. They learn how to reason, they think, and they're very sensitive to various issues and things like this. And I just chuckled as I heard him say it. And when Rachel finally came to me, I said, you know, it's funny. This is how the left behaves. They wanted you to believe that all the best qualities of men are in this emasculated man that's known as a beta male. The idea that Ethan would even come on to represent himself as a beta male, I think is hysterical. I proudly represent you alphas out there because I know you're out there. If you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, and you're a dude, you're an alpha dude, or you're a beta who's training, who wants to be an alpha male. Let me tell you something. I will tell you something definitively, okay? Women, in general, human nature, around the globe, don't want a beta male. Period. Now, for some, that might be politically incorrect to say, but I'm going to tell you something. The hardcore feminists that are out there, they may want a beta male to kick around so they can pretend that they're, I'm a woman, hear me roar. But trust me, they got an alpha male on the side. Because no woman who's truly in touch with her femininity wants another lady as her protector. Doesn't happen. Doesn't exist. It is a freak of nature if it does occur. Can I get a hallelujah and an amen and somebody please wipe my brow? Because I'm about to preach. Women don't want beta males. They don't want someone that goes with them to get, you know, the manicure. If you're with your dude and you say, I'm going to take you with me to get your, you know, your nose hairs clipped and your eyebrows, you know, clipped off and your manicure and pedicure, I'm going to do something to kind of show you my life for just a moment. There's not a guy. Most guys will say, fine. Okay, honey, I'll go. And you know what? If you really are, I mean, I'm lazy. I want somebody to clip my toenails and, you know, and massage my feet. If I could get that done every day, I'd get it done every day. But I ain't going to be primping like one of these metrosexuals in New York that you can't tell a boy from girl. Look at these people in these fashion shows. Just Google male fashion show and look at these people. For all intents and purposes, it's skinny women. Hairless, it's skinny, flat-chested women. That's all it is. By the way, that's what it is on the female side, too. But this idea that girls want to hang out with their guy and, you know, and cuddle as they watch Say Yes to the Dress is ridiculous. They want a dude that's fixing on the furnace, that's getting the car repaired, that's doing the yard. And most importantly, they want somebody, when they're hanging on his arm, when the cake hits the fan, publicly or privately, they're there. Women will tell a guy in a minute, I don't need you to fix me. I don't need you to solve all my problems. But let me tell you, there are problems that women want a dude to solve. And they don't want a beta male. Because a beta male doesn't solve your problems. He's you know when you're dealing with an alpha male or a gay girl. So I'll give you an example. I had a friend, she's gay. She's stunningly beautiful. Stunningly beautiful. And one day, now this is before I knew she was gay. So I meet her. She's a beautiful girl. And one day we were all out having drinks with different people. And she says, yeah, my battery in my car, like, broke down. Or, you know, she says, I can't get my car to work or whatever. And I went, what do you think's wrong with it? And she goes, well, I'm not sure, but, you know, it won't start. And I went, it's probably just your battery. Like that. And she went, you think? And I went, yeah, it's either your battery or it's your starter, you know. Or, you know, or it could be, I forget what I was told her, but I gave her the things, that her alternator. I said, it could be these things. And she was like, and I said, you know, I said, but your alternator would be the most expensive. But I said, if it's your battery, you know, you can get your battery tested, whatever. So I just gave her a quick little, here's a couple things to do. And immediately my head went, she's gay. I went, she's gay. And so, you know, we broke up, you know, everybody went in our separate ways. And I don't remember, you know, the timelines and all this, but maybe a couple weeks later I was talking to some buddies, and they were like, man, that girl, Kevin, she's beautiful, this, that, and the other. And I went, yeah, she's gay. And they go, how do you know she's gay? Man, what are you talking about? I said, I don't really know for sure. But I said, here's why I'll tell you I think she's gay. I said, because when she described that problem that she had with her car, I said, a dude fixes that. A guy dating her takes care of that instantaneously. A girl dating her, it's just like her going, I don't know, who you think? What do you think it is? I don't know. And so they start laughing. Well, guess what? I was vindicated. She's gay. And guess what? Her girlfriend was just as hot as she was. But that's a whole other subject. So, now, there are things that guys do. We are fixers. We take care of things. Like I said on TV the other day, I said, if you hear a bump in the middle of the night and you're nudging your girl to get up and take care of it, I just don't think that relationship's going to work. Even if she's a hardcore feminist, she wants you to take care of that. See, that's what I'm telling you. Nobody, no real woman likes a beta male. None. Unless your girlfriend is Cyborg, the MMA fighter, and she can whoop your head, and what's funny, even Cyborg wants an alpha male. Cyborg's her husband, she's married. Yeah, she's married. I know she's not an overly attractive girl, but she's married. Looks like a dude, really. Her husband is bad to the bone. They may be one of the toughest couples in the world. Well, they're undoubtedly one of the toughest couples in the world because he's a really good fighter. He's not a champion. I mean, I don't think he's champion level. She's a champ. So he's a really good fighter. So there's a bump in the night. Cyborg is pushing on her husband. Hey, go check that out. And he gladly will do it. Now, the good news is she can back him up. That's unusual. Let me tell you something else about beta males. Beta males are bullies because they're like sissies. They're the ones that we have a comedy clip we play where you talk about gay guys are ruthless. They're ruthless. They talk about your fashion. They talk about, oh my gosh, I can't believe she came out in that. Muffin top, you know. They're ruthless. biggest bullies on the planet. I'm not talking about physical bullies like want to brace you up, but verbal bullies talk about, you know, you can't speak or your hair or your, you know, that tan. They will, you know, wearing white after Labor Day, they will brutalize you. And alpha males, we exist to put these chumps in their place. We're the ones that say, hey, calm down there, Queen Mosavi. Just kill your, you know, pump the brakes a little bit. You know, don't make me have to get up out of this chair. You know, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'll keep my mouth shut. Yeah, please do. Thank you. But like, it was funny, this guy, Ethan, he wants to co-op. It's like everything that the left wants to believe that they're good. Like when they talk, I'm a social liberal. I'm very conservative. I'm very tolerant. I'm very this or that. They are the least tolerant. So they want to take the best attributes of something and say, no, liberalism means I'm super tolerant. I care about everybody. I care about the environment. I do more for charity and all this. Blah, la, 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 la. What's that song? La, 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 la. Oh, man. La, 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 la. I wish I could play that clip when I'm on Fox debating liberals. I would just say, look, dude, I need a responder. Can you just play my clip? La, la, la. So, you know, look, BS narratives about men. We establish rape culture. Yeah, sure we do. Mm-hmm. They say that if you're, this guy said, you know, men are overly masculine, overly this, and, you know, they're looking to war. I don't know an alpha male, truly, that understands what being a man is, who looks for trouble. You don't look for trouble, but when trouble comes your way and you respond, they call it toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. You know what's funny about this man? We played a clip the other day about a lady who wants to get rid of man. They don't want to call it mankind. But you won't hear her talking about getting rid of something like the boogeyman. Yeah, they don't want it to be the boogie woman. It's the boogeyman. She ain't going to complain about that because that's a negative connotation about men. One final point. Divorce in Hollywood is higher. You want to know why? Because of beta males. Those women want alpha males.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is a funny story. Oh, it's a funny story. So the Chinese have gotten themselves into a pickle. See, these patriarchal societies have put an emphasis on one sex versus the other versus letting nature take its course. Find themselves, you know, sort of on the losing end of things. God has a way of figuring things out. I'll put it to you another way, too. All these Muslims that are just breeding like cats, or like rabbits, I should say. Believe me, nature will fix things. I've seen all these stories where these guys are really deformed and crazy looking because of inbreeding and things like this. I don't know what's going to happen, but the nature has a way of going, okay, you shouldn't have been doing what I told you not to do, but bam! And next thing you know, you know, a billion people die out for some strange reason. And it doesn't impact somebody else because, you know, they've got stronger gene pools or whatever. Who knows? But that's what you start to see. Anyway, this is a funny story. So around mid-November, Human Rights Watch did a report on China's gay conversion problem, is what they're calling it. Powerful firsthand accounts expose how state-owned hospitals are using electric shock machines and medication to convert gays to some form of normalcy. And the practice is an open secret in China, where a majority of gays are forced by their families into hospitals because the culture labels it as a, quote, curable disease. Those Chinese, the Chinese just don't care. They kick out Muslims. They actually arrest black people. And now they think they call gay a curable disease. I'm not making one word thing one way or the other. I don't know. I've never been gay. I have no gay. There's not any gay tendencies. Somebody asked me a question. Kevin, if it was you and your bro on an island and it was only you two, would you eventually be gay? No. He would have nobody. He might be gay, but he wouldn't be my gay partner. You know, this just isn't going to happen. I have no interest in a dude, period. I don't care. Kevin, you're going to live the next 1,000 years and he's going to be your only partner. Well, then we bros. What's up? You know? We'll make football. We will weave footballs together. If that makes me gay, I will weave the center string of a football with my buddy, you know, with my buddy. But that's it. I got no interest in him. Sorry. I know that offends some people's. I don't know why that would offend somebody's sensibilities. And I go, no, make it 1,000,000 years. Okay. If that makes you feel better. No. Anyway, they say the World Psychiatric Association has come out denouncing the practice as unethical, unscientific, and harmful. Now, they're saying that the practices that they use to get gay people right, normal, the conversion process, is more diabolical than anything we've ever done at Gitmo. And they said, this article says that the Chinese knew the world would figure out about their inhumane treatments to literally shock the gay out of you. Surprise! Dang it, man, I'm no longer gay. Back in 2015, but it says the government approved the research team at Zhejiang University in Honghu to study the effects of spraying oxytocin up the noses of homosexual men to see how it affects their sexual orientation. Now, oxytocin is best known for its roles in the female reproductive system. Scientists have been investigating it, including behaviors around orgasm, social recognition, bonding, and maternal behaviors. The article says it's known as the love hormone or the cuddle hormone because levels of oxytocin are increased during hugs and sexual activity. So they say the connection is not well understood, which is why they wanted to study the effects, and they'd spray this natural hormone up gay men's noses. Well, I'm glad they chose their noses. That's a good thing. So Darius Longarino, a senior fellow at the Yale Law School, he said that the 2-year study was in its final stages and would be out at the end of December. Researchers then conducted a blind study with 20 test subjects who were divided into groups. One group had oxytocin sprayed up their nose, while the others used the placebo saline solution. The study began in October 2015 after being approved by an ethics committee and is set up to end at the end of the year. Now, they're being measured on a Kinsey scale, the Klein scale, through gender cognitive tests and functional magnetic resonance imaging of the brain by testing their blood pressure. So the deputy director of the Department of Psychology at the university said he's going to be in charge of the study. Now, I'm personally very curious to see what happens. Can you spray something up somebody's nose? It'll make them, oh, hey, you know. But here's what got them into trouble. When they were starting the trial, they posted it as a Chinese clinical trial registry. And in the space form target disease, somebody wrote male homosexual. And that's what caught the ire, you know, the eye and the ire of the LGBT community. So they've since defined it as a basic study because they're not trying to cure the disease. They're wanting to just study You know, what happens if we spray oxytocin up your nose? Does it make you want to, I don't know, go meet a dude, you know, at a bathhouse? So that's where they're at. Now, here's what's interesting. Back in 2015, researchers at Universidad Veracruzana in Mexico found that they were able to induce a conditioned homosexual preference in male rats by giving them oxytocin and the psychoactive drug, and I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but Quinperol. And so they at least believe that the chemical, you know, by mixing these chemicals, they can in effect turn you out. Yeah. And they said it seems like a likely group of men had a better time these last few years than the other group, because they found that taking oxytocin before lovemaking for a much more intense, you know, session, if you will, particularly for men. Now, I don't know what the outcome of this thing is going to be, but the funny thing to me is that they call this a disease in China. I'm not saying that it is. And I think the other thing is this. Why shouldn't gay people be studied? They studied blacks. What was it? The Tuskegee experiment was where they gave blacks syphilis, untreated syphilis, just to see the impact of it on the body. I mean, can you imagine? You go in, and they say, well, the government wants to do something on you. And so, okay, fine. So you go in, they give you a shot, and they introduce syphilis to your body. You know, I mean, it's a dreaded disease. I mean, guys, it eats away. When I was in military school, they show you every type of, you know, thing that you can get, and that's not the one you want. I mean, you don't want any of them, but that's not the one. And so they treat these guys, and you end up going senile. And so I'm not saying that people should be experimenting on for bad things, but I'm saying, what's the harm in experimenting on gay men? I'm saying, looking at what might drive the behavior. If they say, Kevin, we want to study what drives the behavior of heterosexual men, don't say there was a Freudian slip either. I would go, okay, fine. How much does it pay? Because I'll let you study me. I'm not going to take any pills or anything, but if you go, hey, we just want to study what makes your brain float. Okay, hook me up. You know, where the white women at? No, I'm kidding. I was just using a Blazing Saddles reference to make some liberals go crazy. But what's the big deal? What if you found out there's a theory, and I think it's if your index finger, and I may get this wrong, if your index finger is lower than the line on your middle finger, then that's how a woman's hand is, a woman's hand, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe, yeah, I think that's right. If the index finger is lower than the line or equal to the line, men's finger is always above that line. I don't remember, but it's something like that. You can look at a hand, they can put it on the table, and you can go woman or man from that one thing. And I looked at it. I would go places and I would look at people's hands and I'd go, I'll be doggone, look at that woman's hands just like that. And there was a couple times there was an exception and I was like, you're a man, baby. You know, I don't know whether the lady didn't look as effeminate as I thought she would. But I'm telling you, you look at when women's hand was above whatever the line was, they weren't effeminate. They were kind of, you know, mannish. So anyway, there you have it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. We got to end it there today, folks. I will be back again tomorrow.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.